FM with the latest Married at First Sight.
We have all been loving Married at First Sight over the last couple of weeks, but I think it's time we all kind of sat down and got a professional to help us look at it. So joining us on the show today, integrative relationship therapist based in Wollongong, Renee McDonald. It's been a big week. We've seen a lot of cheating. If this was something that kind of came to you, what would your first port of call be?
Okay, with affairs. I guess that's what I would call some of this. Mm. Affairs, it can be looked at a number of different ways. Often in society, we'll blame the person who's having the affair, but often a relationship therapist will actually look at both sides of the coin. What actually happened to cause that situation?
But looking at this, do you think that... Bronson, when we're talking about Inez and Sam being together, do you think that any of Bronson's actions led her down that road, or do you just think Inez, from the very start of this, she was always sight set on hooking into Sam?
Oh, absolutely. Some people in relationships will never be happy with their partner for whatever reason. Often if the trust or commitment is actually not there in the first place, then they will always struggle to truly connect to their partner, despite the fact that they might be, you know, physically or sexually attracted to their partner. Oftentimes, what will happen is, at the first sign of someone else coming into their life, they'll take another option.
Yeah, it looks like that's exactly what's happening. On that note of trust, Heidi and Mike, so it looks like heading into Sunday, they've hit rock bottom. Do you think it's worth them sticking out, or do you think Mike, with his sort of misogynistic ways and Heidi being such a strong woman, is there any chance of those two working it out?
From a relationship perspective,
yes.
Absolutely not.
Mm.
So, the Gottmans would suggest it's all about trust and commitment, and Heidi is right with her perspective on trust. And so I have this sense that Mike doesn't have a clue in regards to how trust and commitment actually works in a real-life relationship.
Well, thank you so much. I feel like you've provided a lot of professional insight already, and hopefully we'll probably hit you up again for some more details down the track.
Right. Thank you.
So the commitment ceremony for MAFS is going on Sunday night, 7 p.m. But we want to hear from you. Give us a call on 442-33949. What are your predictions? What do you think is going to be going down at this commitment ceremony? And any thoughts on the week as well?
Yeah, maybe if you just have a really big opinion, you're like, I need to get this out somewhere.
Get it off your chest.
Here, it's an open an open forum. 442-33949. We'll take your calls next on Power. 94.9.